what products did American Motors have? What brands were they selling?
Well, we were selling the a four-door passenger car, four-wheel drive, called Eagle. We had also a what was left of the AMC product line, that Concorde, and then we had the Jeep, what was going to be the, you know, the CJ, and a old big-sized Jeep that was called a Grand Wagoneer. That's the one with the false wood look. And then the one without the wood look that was just called the Cherokee. What started to come in then, and what we introduced, was the first Renault product that we built in the States that was based on a Renault R9. And that was named the Renault Alliance. And the Renault Alliance took off like a rocket. And the year before the Renault Alliance, we brought in an export called the Renault Fuego, which was a cute car, a 2+2, had a turbo engine, sold for $8,500 without it, about $10,000 with it. It was the kind of car that you like to have. The only problem is it had a terrible quality problem. And the quality problem, it would stop. There was some kind of electrical malfunction. And if you were lucky, you got it to the side of the road. This was happening to all, you know, our dealers were so excited. They were selling them like crazy. And we were increasing the number we were going to import. But then everything stopped. We didn't have the internet, but word got out and nobody would step up and buy the car. Well, my boss couldn't understand why we couldn't sell this attractive, sporty, well-powered, great value vehicle. And he was getting pressure from Paris. Why are you not moving these, and why don't you want to take more product?
The Renault.
Correct.
A few.
The Renault Fuego.
Fuego, right.
And finally, my sales manager piped up and said, Jose, you're right. This vehicle has all those attributes. It is one of the finest, best-looking products sitting on the side of the road all over the United States. Our dealers now call it the no-go Fuego. So, and we had this problem with the other products that we had. We introduced the Renault Alliance, and Renault Alliance won all of the car magazine's Car of the Year awards. It had wonderful features. It had great pickup, great handling, a whole host of things, and had more passenger comfort in the size. It had great fuel economy, all those things that you'd want. And we were trying to target maybe 100,000. We sold the first year 140,000. We were in a segment of 23 of the world's manufacturers in that segment, subcompact segment, and, you know, very difficult to beat cars in that segment, like Toyota Corollas and VWs, and, you know, and yet we were the fourth largest nameplate in sales with that car. And that was the most competitive one with 23 different competitors. And we were doing great with it. And then, unfortunately, again, problems started. And I didn't think there were going to be any quality problems because this car was taken from the Renault R9, which they'd been selling for several years. And if they didn't have the problems, why did we? And we had the same kinds of issues, but, you know, in different different types of problems. They weren't like the Fuegos. But just one of the things, there was we had a problem like there was oil leaking from the transmission. And just about every one of them. We had to take them back, and they had to work on them. We had to spend warranty money on them. And my boss said, Renault doesn't have that problem in France. And I said, yes, Jose, in France, they park on the street. They don't know that their car is leaking oil. In the United States, they park in a garage or they park in their driveway. They know. They can see the oil. So, I mean, it was just a whole host of these problems, and it basically stalled the car sales that we had started out with this tremendous advantage with all the good publicity we had and all the good features that we had that other people didn't have. And things just came slowly to a halt. At that time, however, the new XJ, the Jeep Cherokees, just started going straight up in terms of sales.
And that was under American Motors,